The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Thank you all for your greetings in the chat. Those of you putting the greetings there, and I take them as representative of many of you who don't have access to the chat. And so thank you all very much for being here. So the topic of this week is mindfulness of emotions. And one of the ways of thinking about mindfulness and emotions is that mindfulness is giving breathing room to our emotions. It's making more space for them to be there. And one of the remarkable things that can happen with meditation practice, as the mind becomes more calm or steady or open, is that it can feel like there's actually a lot of space in the mind, in the heart, in the body, for everything, for the inner processing that goes on. So including for our emotions. And so rather than thinking that we have to solve an emotion or fix an emotion or do something with an emotion, one of the options in mindfulness practice is to make more room for the emotion, to increase the space in which it's held, space of awareness, space of the mind. And doing so allows us to more kind of clarity to see what's there. When we're crowded with the emotion or identified with it strongly, it's hard to see what's there. And sometimes what's there is something deeper. Some emotions are just, something knocking on the door, saying, here, come here, take a deeper look. So relaxing is part of this path to making more room. Learning the art of simple recognition is part of this path. So, assuming a meditation posture and kind of a little bit wiggling around a little bit in your posture and maybe to loosen things up a little bit. When I first was taught meditation in Zen, I got the instructions to flap the elbows around a little bit, kind of maybe loosen up the ways in which holding happens in the arms and the hands. It's kind of like a chicken. And then kind of find a aligned posture. In whatever way your posture you're in, is it aligned? Does it somehow allow the maximum feeling of the body being in position? So there could be a flow or a deeper relaxation. Lowering your gaze. Softening your gaze, cooling your eyes, and then gently closing your eyes. And with your eyes closed, might there be a deeper sensitivity now for your body and its posture? Maybe gently having the attention travel up the spine from the base of the spine. Are there any small adjustments that you would like to make? Partly so that the spine itself feels more alert, more here. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, as if you have all the time in the world to savor the inhale, to ride the exhale. And on that exhale, to relax the body more. Maybe a global relaxation. And letting the breathing return to normal. And on the inhale, let your attention roam around your body, kind of to pick up or to feel any place where there's holding in the body. And on the exhale, relax that part of your body. So it's kind of a random, whatever shows itself to you. Relax as you exhale. Relaxing deep in your belly, softening the belly, and then for about 3 or 4 breaths, settle into your breathing, give yourself over to the inhales and exhales for just 3 or 4 breaths. And then now, notice how you're feeling. It might feel like an emotional state. It might be a mood, mental state. You might not think of it particularly as an emotion, but more that you're calm or agitated. Might feel more like a physical state. Whatever it might be, recognize it. And as you exhale, is there any relaxation you can do around it, in the middle of it? Or any relaxation you can do in the mind's relationship to it. And as if you can have more space around how you feel. Feel your way into that space around how you feel. Maybe you can feel or imagine a sense of openness, spaciousness, expansiveness around whatever way you're feeling. Relax into that spaciousness. And then, as if there is lots of space for breathing, let the breathing come and go in the space of the mind, with breathing at the center, not to push away how you're feeling or deny it, but not to be involved with how you feel, letting you just be there in the spaciousness of the mind, and you gently settling in on breathing in and breathing out. If you are involved in your thinking, chances are there's no space for how you feel. If you're reacting to what's happening, chances are there's not much space for how you feel. Not much, so much space for breathing. Release your thinking. Release your reactivity. Release any contraction or narrowness. And relax into the space of awareness, space, so you can better breathe with what is, with lots of breathing room. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, as you exhale, relax again. What are you able to relax, release here at the end of the sitting? In the face, in the shoulders, the belly, in the heart, in the mind. And the ability to relax can be seen as a gift that we bring into the world. If you're with small children and you're tense and anxious, by osmosis you're teaching the children that there are things to be afraid of, things to be tense about. But if you know how to relax and be with the small children in a relaxed, open, non-anxious way, you teach those children that the world is a comfortable enough place to be happy and playful and at ease. If you go into the world and people around you are in challenged by their health or by work or by the world around them, perhaps it's a gift that you come into the world in a calm way, relaxed way, just relaxed in an appropriate way. So by osmosis, we are spreading non-anxiousness, non-agitation, making room for others to relax as well. May it be that as we do this practice, that we support the world, we help the world around us to be less anxious, less agitated and tense. Not by making them or teaching them how to do it, but by our own relaxation, ease, calm, non-agitation. May we not keep the benefits of meditation for ourselves. Let us share it with others. Maybe without them knowing that we're meditators, just by our presence. May it be that this practice we do is for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.